Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Kate Loving and the Collective Wisdom, our first show of the year. My name is Kate Loving Shank, and my guest this evening is Martha Giffen, internet marketer and friend. Martha has a new site called www.mommygalaxy.com, which is a site for moms who need a support community to visit as regularly as they are able. I am excited to hear about it. The call-in number is 347-205-9200. Joining me now is Martha Giffen. Hello, Martha.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great.
So, I was looking over your Mommy Galaxy site, and I love the article you wrote about bullying.
I actually didn't write that article. Someone else wrote that one. It doesn't have my name on it. The ones that have my name on it are the ones I wrote. But it is a subject that's, you know, near and dear to everyone's heart. I think if you're a mom, either your child has been bullied, you have seen a child be bullied, and, you know, it tears at you.
Well, lately we have had some people on the show. A gentleman, a very interesting story. A friend of mine who disappeared for 15 years, and we thought he had died, and it was very disturbing, but there's nothing we could really do because we couldn't find him, and we tried all avenues, and his sister, we couldn't find nobody. We couldn't find anybody on Google, which is funny because almost anybody could be found there anymore. And finally, he resurfaced, and he had been institutionalized for 15 years for major depression. But one of the things, now, I thought he had died of HIV because he is a gay gentleman who I've known for 50 years, but we spent a lot of time in San Francisco in 1980. So he has a special interest in bullying. He became very, very outraged by the Tyler Clemente case, and that was what was mentioned also in the article on your site. The Rutgers University gentleman who jumped off the George Washington Bridge, and he was outed on Facebook and so forth. Very, one of these things that changes the world, you know, and the way they view things. Things change. It's like the Matthew Shepard case too,
right?
Which happened back in, I guess, 1993 or something like that. So.
Yeah, it's a shame, but, you know, it does kind of seem that way for a mindset, a collective mindset to change. It usually does take something, some trauma, some type of tragedy to get people to open their eyes and see that, you know, a certain thing is wrong in our society.
Yeah. Why it has to be so tragic is... you have to wonder about the psychic. Well, you have to wonder about the psychic realm. You know, what is it that these people are? It's almost like a.
For society to right the wrongs, I mean, they have to see first that there is a wrong. So, you know, it has to get, I guess you could say, so wrong that it opens people's eyes, you know, so maybe that's how it has to be.
It has to be that way because that's the way it is.
Oh, yeah. You're so right.
Well, Joel became very outraged by the Tyler Clemente case. So he wrote a letter to the president of Rutgers University, and the president responded, and not too long after that, Joel went to Rutgers and gave a speech about his main thing was that Tyler Clemente didn't have his own process of coming out as a gay man. It was something he had been a secret, you know, and he was just experimenting, and suddenly it came out in a way that caused him great shame and guilt, and that was the subject of his talk. And I think, you know, it's almost like the Tyler Clemente case gave my friend Joel a kind of a passion for a subject that gives him great, satisfaction, but it seems to have fueled his passion, and that's a good thing.
Sure. Well, he has an outlet for his passion is what's happened,
yeah.
I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's the thing over at Mommy Galaxy. I mean, no subject is taboo. And, you know, that is a hot topic now, but it's also, like I say, it's a subject, you know, near and dear to a lot of moms, including myself.
Yes. Well, I understand that the kids coming up today are much more open in their sexuality. So it's probably, in some ways, if they can be protected and if they can find safe environments, the kids, then they're better off.
Exactly.
Much better off.
Exactly.
Well, how old are your kids now?
Well, you know, mine are just about grown. I've got, you know, 28-year-old. Of course, he's grown. 24 is grown. And my youngest one is a 20-year-old college student. So, you know, they're all young men and doing their own things. And, you know, that's how it is. Mommy Galaxy, actually, the vision for that is that the younger moms will come over, you know, to get advice from the older moms that are on the side. You know, it's a great
great
place for them to come and, you know, plug in. Because, you know, the way society, again, is so mobile that you don't have your mom even in the same town, sometimes not even in the same country, not in the same state. You know, your mom's not there, and you want someone to ask questions about, you want someone to talk to. And the Internet has just become a great way for women to connect. And so, like I say, the vision is really for the younger moms to gain insight from the ones who have, like, been there.
Well, that's a wonderful vision.
I think so, too. I mean, I'm very happy with it. You know, of course, I would be considered, I guess, one of the older moms since my youngest son is 20. But, you know, the thing about being a mom, from the time they put the child in your arms, you are a mom for the rest of your life. And my own mom is 89 years old, and she's actually posted in the forum.
Wonderful.
There's women of all ages. Yeah, we've got women of all ages. And, you know, like, one of the newest topics over there is tattoos. My perspective, though, was, you know, when my son decided to get tattoos, of course, I freaked out. And the first one, I didn't even know he had a tattoo, I don't guess, until he had it for a year. And I just, you know, he let the shirt off one day and I saw it. But we've had moms, the younger moms are in there, and they have tattoos. So,
you know,
it's really a generational thing over there, and that is what I love about it.
And is your particular baby, you had created this, right?
I have a partner, a silent partner in it, but I am the resident mom at Mommy Galaxy, and, you know, I'm the one writing the most of the articles, and I'm the one, you know, spearheading the forum. Just, you know, keep it moving along and try to promote conversation over there.
Yeah, we're trying to work this out in the chat room. It is not Mama. It's Mommy Galaxy. Yeah,
it's Mommy.
There it is.
You're so right. MommyGalaxy.com.
So how old is this site? Is it relatively new for you?
It's like brand spanking new, just a few months old. I mean, it's very, very new.
And it's a forum,
you know,
isn't it?
It is. It's a forum, and that's what I mean. That's the whole vision for it is for moms to get together and have a place to talk. And so that that's not as a form. You know, there's articles, and they'll be rotated around, you know, just getting more topics and more interesting things going on. We have a featured mom. Right now we have Lynette Patterson as the featured mom. She's a health and fitness expert. And the featured moms will change. And, you know, people can go in the forum if they have a question for the featured mom, ask them something about
right,
it.
Right.
So it's I hope that it will become very interactive and that my vision will play out.
Well, you figure that young mothers are very isolated often. I mean, and, unless they work, and a lot of moms don't. So they are very isolated with young children, and they start feeling kind of crazy, I think.
Yeah, and, you know, even if they do work, I mean, a lot of times, you know, you come home, you're overwhelmed, you finally get the baby to bed or whatever, and you're just sitting there just about in tears, and you just want to talk to somebody, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a good place to plug in.
Great idea. Well, I wish you the greatest luck with that.
Well, thank you so much. I tell you, I've got so much going on. I thought 2010 was a great year, but I believe 2011, from the way it's starting, it's starting off with a bang. I just cannot be happier about all the projects that I'm involved in and the way it's going.
Yes, so tell us what else you're involved in.
Well, you know, I've got my main site, which is MarthaGiffen.com, and right now we're doing participating in that Ultimate Blog Challenge. I love that. This will be my fifth one, and I like it because for 30 days, you write a blog post every day. Now, I know for you, who, you know, miss blog posts every day for a year, I do realize it's a little below your own standard.
No, I think it's great that you're doing this because 30 days is a model for getting traffic and being able to practice your writing. And after a while, it doesn't take as long to do those posts. And, you know, you just get into a flow and the creativity, the ideas keep coming and they don't dry up by any means.
Oh, you know, there's so many benefits to doing this. This is my fifth time to do it. I did it four times last year. That's how hooked I am on it and what a believer I am in it. Because what it has done for me is connected me with the blogging community. And different people are constantly coming into the blog challenges. So you get the new bloggers. And I love the brand new bloggers because I feel like I have something to offer them. I feel like I can say, look, I've been blogging for a while. I understand your frustration. I understand how hard it is to, you know, think about what to write about. So I feel like I have something to offer them. I like that aspect. And then the ones who've been blogging longer than I have, I glean so much from their websites and what they're doing and, you know, I learn from them.
Yeah, I mean, blogging is such an interactive act and creative act, and doing challenges like that helps you to feel more the connection that it's meant, that you're meant to have with blogging. Is that feeling of
connection?
Yeah,
you know, I think blogging is social, too. I think a lot of people don't see it that way. They think they're just out there, you know, posting content or whatever, but I see it as a very social, interactive. You know, I do my best to write blog posts that will promote comments and conversation on my blog.
Yes. Yes, it's good to have discussions and food for thought. And that's certainly what that prayer blog has become.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just anything that I can think of goes on that blog.
Well, it's a great blog. I do enjoy your blog. Your blog is so uplifting.
Well, thank you. Sometimes I think that it gets possibly too political or whatever, but I don't really think I have to censor myself if I don't want to. I mean, I don't swear on it or I don't get, you know, inappropriate. It's just that some people might consider it to be too very radical. But most of the time it's just good old-fashioned non-denominational prayer, so... Yeah, most
right.
of the time.
But, you know, it's okay to be a little bit controversial. But the thing is, if you're lukewarm all the time, you're probably not going to get a following. I mean, you're going to have to be a little bit out there or a little bit, you know, be somewhat opinionated. I mean, we all have opinions, and, you know, your blog needs to show that.
it's very true that if you pretend to be sort of the middle of the line, and even goody two shoes is a term I like to use, just keeping it okay for you don't want to tell the real truth, you don't want to be too outlandish, too colorful or whatever, because you don't want to insult anybody and this and that. And basically, you're right, that's just so boring that nobody's going to be interested anymore.
Right. And having said that, I will say this. The funny thing, Kate, I try to stay middle of the road. How funny is that? I mean,
yeah.
I'm saying one thing, but, it is so hard. Sometimes, I pull back on my own ideas and thought patterns because I think, oh, that's too much. They're going to think I'm too out there. So, I'm saying one thing, but in all honesty, I have not all the time been at all controversial.
Yes. Well, I'm pretty controversial, I think. I'm not sure. I really don't know. It's hard to say. I tried to stay off politics, but I can't help myself. So basically, that's just where it's at. That's where it is. Yeah, that's where it is. And I couldn't help myself today. I talked about the WikiLeaks gentleman, Julian Assange, because I find him to be absolutely fascinating human being. And this is may or may not be controversial, because, first of all of the astrologers are saying that at this moment in time, lots of secrets and lots of different ideas that have been secretive in the past are now coming up for people to look at, and that's exactly what the WikiLeaks is all about. It's bringing up very alarming sorts of things that all the governments of the world are involved with, not just the United States government. Anytime you have wars, and we have now three or four of them, you're going to have things that are difficult. And
right.
So anyway, I find it to be fascinating that this is coming up and out now, and I hope that he can remain safe and somebody doesn't kill him. But then again, I have to let it go. So
yeah,
that
touches on so many layers with his situation. How much should we know? Should we know everything? Where are we getting our information from? What's truth and what's not? Who's censored and who's not? Who decides who to be censored? You can go on and on with what's going on with that.
Mm-hmm.
Where
mm-hmm.
does it end?
Well, the most important thing is that it brings up within yourself a questioning, contemplative even attitude towards what's happening. And if people can change as a result, I think it's a good thing. And if people can have intelligent discourse about what's going on without, being judgmental or hateful or whatever, and just having compassion about what is going on and why, or not necessarily why, but just to have compassion towards the jobs that these world leaders and these military people and everybody has very tough jobs, I think. And we all can get high on our horse about certain issues, but I don't really think I could do a better job than anybody else, that's for sure.
Well, and we can get on our high horse about some of the issues, but in all honesty, a lot of times we don't have all the information.
Absolutely.
So what we're being judgmental about, we don't even have the facts. So
we don't have any idea.
I wouldn't even want to know some of it, to be honest. My mind couldn't even take it all in.
Well, I had this guy who wrote this wonderful man by the name of James Douglas on the show. And he wrote the book called JFK, The Unspeakable. And he and I had a pretty good time. Joan was not too hot on the guy, but that's okay. I could understand what he was bringing out, things about the assassination of John F. Kennedy that had never really been brought forth before. Once again, it was new information, and information that kind of makes people very uncomfortable because they don't like to really think that the United States government would have a hand in killing a president. That is very upsetting to people. They would rather think that the mafia had something to do with it, or maybe the mafia did it, or whatever. Somebody else other than the American government. And so, you know, I just think we have to realize that, and people just don't want to know that. They really do not want to know that. And that's why it's fascinating that this book is actually a bestseller and it's doing so well, because people have tried to suppress its information, but and James Douglas is another one who has no internet connection at all, and he's not selling his books at all with an internet website. I find that to be amazing. But who got a hold of that book was Oliver Stone, who consequently took the book on to Bill Maher's show. You must be familiar with Bill Maher, and Bill Maher would say nothing, would not even mention the book, because he knew that his sponsors would pull his show. But at the end of the so they just went on with an interview about, you know, Bill, about Oliver Stone's latest movie and his role as a soldier in the Vietnam War and how that shaped his, you know, anti-war stance today. And at the end of the show, he held the book up, JFK and the Unspeakable, to the cameras. And the next day, thousands upon thousands of books were sold. I love that story. Isn't it great? It's a great story.
Yes, that is. And listen, speaking of books, I got to tell you my new project, really and truly. This is a real shocker. I am now considered, or I am, a published author.
Wonderful. Tell me about it.
For 2011. You're going to love this. You know, my friend Pat O'Brien, who's been my mentor and all of that, my coach during trying to get my business online, he wrote a book, and it's called Money From Anywhere. And you can go download it now, moneyfromanywhere.com. And anyway, he had invited me to write a chapter in the book, which I did.
Oh, cool.
It's a chapter on social media. You know, that's my thing. I like to chat and talk, and, you know, I'm social as heck. And anyway, I wrote this chapter, and of course, that part was pretty exciting. You know, he came out with the book. Anyway, now it's on Amazon, and the big book launch is going to be, I believe, in 2 weeks, Amazon book launch. And my name is right there on the cover with, you know, some wonderful people, Pat, Dr. Joe Vitale, Marlon Sanders, Tommy Green, Tony Leydig, you know, there's several of us. And that is like, I still can't even comprehend that now I can add published author to my list of accomplishments. And the book
is
fabulous.
You must be,
I mean,
so
really,
excited.
Your listeners really need to go get it. Yeah, I know, it's exciting.
I think I think I have the book downloaded somewhere. I just lost
it
somewhere.
That, you have it downloaded, but if you don't take the time to read it, it's not going to do you any good. So, you know, I believe you're going to enjoy the launch when it comes out, because there's going to be tons and tons of free things for
everyone. Tell me
the
name of the book. What is the name of the book again, Martha?
It's moneyfromanywhere.com.
Okay. So I love Portable Empire. How does this – is this mostly about social media, or is it sort of the
next step? It's really more – I guess, as a Portable Empire type of thing. No, it's just my chapters on social media. There's a chapter in there, I know, on affiliate marketing. You know, there's a lot about what Pat calls the inner game, you know, having your, you know, your mind, what's going on in your mindset and how that affects, you know, your business, what's going on the outside. So there's a lot of that, which, you know, you and I both love. And ladies in there, so, you know, public domain things. And yeah, it's a lot about marketing, but it's also a lot about, you know, getting yourself in a line with, you know, having your business. You know, that it's more than just a money thing.
Yes. So there's a lot
I mean,
more
you want to make money, but you can only make money if you've got the right mindset and you've got the tools to run your online business, which, you know, he's the expert at showing you how to do it.
Well, as I recall, and I don't, not as I recall, I got an email from him just this week that has to do with him having a quest to help people become published authors. Pat O'Brien.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, that is the wonderful thing about him, and that is what I have learned, if nothing else from him, is that after he does something and learns the ropes of how to do it, he turns
mm-hmm.
that into a program to help other people do the same thing. He's such a sharing type of person. It's like, okay, I got my book published, and here's how I did it, and you can do it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a real giver. A real
way.
Giver.
Yeah, I think he is too, yeah.
Yeah, he was real interactive. He was really, and it was very interesting when he launched the Portable Empire book. You know, that was when he got out the Second Life place where we all met and launched, had a sort of virtual reality launching of the book. And I met all kinds of people who were friends and, you know, admirers and fans of Pat O'Brien. And I even met the virtual person that was Pat O'Brien quite a few times, and he gave me some free stuff. And we had some, I bet he even knows who he was doing on the show. I mean, it's hard to believe that he would even know who I am, but of course he does, because he remembers things like that. And
you know what? He's a very social person. I mean, that's really how, you know, I read his book first, and then after I read the book, I started, you know, that was, for me, that was kind of the beginning of, you know, getting on Twitter and that kind of thing. And that was really, you know, his online presence was really how I learned somewhat who he was and from reading the book. And, of course, then I, you know, hopped on a plane and went down to an seminar and found out a little bit more about it. But, you know, he really has been a good coach and mentor for me in my business.
Well, how many unseminars have you been to, Martha?
You know, I believe I've been to four now. I've been to
five. Oh, my
gosh. Yeah, I have, because the first one I went to was Unseminar 5. Listen, I guess you could call me a groupie.
Well, that's fine.
Because
I think I'm right.
Well, here's the thing. When I went to the first one, I honestly, you know, I knew nothing about online marketing, and I honestly went there with nothing more than a laptop computer. And I actually thought when I left there that weekend I would have a business.
Well, you probably were on the road, though. We were on the road to having a business.
But you know what
sure.
I found? Yeah, well, I was. I mean, I eventually got it together, but When I went to those seminars, I found, like, what I call my tribe. I'm not kidding. Those people were like me.
Mm-hmm.
Very
mm-hmm.
open-minded, very loving, I have to say. And I just really, I like going for the interactions with the people.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah, I wish. I think he said he's having a last one this year, but I think he keeps saying that, but.
I hope
yeah.
it wasn't the last one, because every time I go, I meet somebody new that just becomes, you know, an absolute wonderful friend. I've just got wonderful friends now all over the United States, you know, that are online marketers. And some of them, you know, didn't become online marketers, but we still keep in touch, and it's great.
Yeah.
You would love it. I encourage you, if he has another one, you got to go. Because that way you and I can meet in person, and it would just be a blast.
I know, I really want to go. I've been wanting to go now for years. It's sad that I haven't done it.
Well, if he has another one, I will push you there.
Okay. Yep. And Karen Kay certainly should go again. I think she's been a few times herself. Now, she's not in the chat room. I had told her about this show tonight. But, yes, let's see. Barb?
I'm looking at the chat, which is so interesting to me. Carol is talking about the unseminars, and actually I met Carol and 2020 at the first seminar I went to, and that's what I'm talking about. Could I have met any nicer, better people than that?
No,
I met them at the very first seminar. It was so awesome.
Absolutely true. And you met Rebecca Briggs, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I met her in person. She came to my town one time with her, went to her, had a niece in an art college here in Lancaster, and I met her, and she is just precious, very precious.
Well, I'm telling you, I really think that the people that follow Pat O'Brien are really, I mean, I know I'm pointing up, but I do think it's a special bunch of people.
Well, that's how I met Joan Adams originally. It wasn't through the Squidoo social networking site. It was through Pat O'Brien, and we hung out a lot on Second Life, and you know, we're great friends, you know, forever. And there's no doubt about it that he has a knack and a talent for bringing people together that truly love each other. It's really quite a talent.
Well, you know, he attracts that. I mean, and isn't that what we all strive to do, attract the people around us that we want to be around? I mean, really, what a wonderful thing.
Yes. And
that's what I'm trying to do at Mommy Galaxy. I'm trying to attract all the mommies that want to come and interact with me and the other moms over there.
Yeah, and I think we do that on our blogs, and we do that on Facebook and Twitter and all the other sites we might be involved in. Squidoo is a great
site. Exactly, yeah, because if someone comes to your blog and they read it and they don't connect, they're not going to come back, and, you know, so what? You know, you didn't really want them anyway because they're not going to be in your sphere.
Exactly. So you have a MarthaGiffen.com site, and that is more than just that's a WordPress sort of website, isn't it? With a blog, of course.
Yeah, that's where my blog is. Yes, and some of the things that I, you know, promote that I've done, like, you know, Tweet with Martha, which is where I teach people how to use Twitter. And but then, you know, I still have my other site too. Remember my original site, Think and Motivate. I still have that site where I, you know, give out motivational tips and advice. I haven't blogged on it like I should, because I have gotten so busy with the Mommy Galaxy and with my other site and with my other projects. But, you know, that one is near and dear to my heart, because I really feel like in my heart of hearts I am an encourager and a motivator. And I try to stay true to that, because it's who I am.
Because you love to do it.
You know, it just comes natural. And isn't that the thing? The thing that comes natural and the thing that you love to do and is easiest to do, that's the thing you're supposed to be doing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
the beauty of our life. If you can make money doing it, then that's icing on the cake.
You're right. Well, I suppose in a way, that's what we really want, is to create a living without having to go to the time clock and, you know, into the corporate world, which is difficult to deal with.
I don't know that I could do it. I mean, you know, I was a stay-at-home mom for 20 years, so obviously I didn't know what a time clock was. And after that, I, you know, sold real estate for a time, and now I'm doing this. So I really don't know that I could even fit into a 9-to-5 clock at all.
Yeah.
I like being able to, you know, if I want to do something at 2 a.m., go do it. Something with my business. Yeah, I mean, I love that.
Yes. Doing entrepreneurial activities is a whole lot different than walking into corporate America, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. You know what? They're talking about the Southern accent. I'm noticing that in the chat. But, you know, people are so intrigued by the accent. I think that's so funny.
Yeah, there's nothing like it, really. It's so beautiful.
I guess so. I mean, that's how y'all hear it. To me, I just hear it as, you know, just sounds like everybody else who lives here. So it's always funny to me when people are so drawn to the way we talk.
Yeah. It's you and Joan should have your own radio show. Everybody would love it.
Well, you know, I love the British accents. Those are my favorite. The way the British talk. Oh,
oh my gosh, earlier this evening we have a Squidoo blog talk radio show called Giant Squid Open Mic. And AJ is quite a Squidooer and she's just a really stellar personality. And she was on as a guest, and she had this wonderful accent. It's just like you listen to it and you don't really know how to respond, you know, because you're so mesmerized by the voice. It's so beautiful.
That is so funny. Well, you know, I got to tell you, earlier in my life, I sold industrial wiping cloths, which were really shop towels and rags. And at the beginning of that, I sold it over the phone, and my territory was like in the northern states. And people would buy like crazy. And I always said those guys that I was talking to on the phone, they pictured this, you know, girl from like sitting on the swing in Hee Haw. And they would just buy away from me just because they liked the voice. And I thought, man, this is too easy.
Well, maybe you're a natural salesperson, huh?
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah, I don't think I had to say anything. It said, "Do you want some?" I don't think it would have mattered what I was selling.
Oh, that's interesting.
I hadn't thought about that, but I probably need to do more audios for my marketing.
I think so. Your voice, I think, you know, people don't really understand how important their voice is. People either like it or they don't. It either grates on them or it doesn't. People may have too loud a voice or too soft a voice. You know, think of all those different variables. And then you can learn to communicate with your voice in a way that is soothing to people.
It's funny you say that, and you're talking about, you know, a voice that grates on you. And I've got to say one political thing here. Does Sarah Palin's voice not grate on your nerves?
Well,
okay,
it's not even
the political, but honestly, her voice drives me insane.
It's not exactly. It's not just her voice. It is what she says, you know, too. So it's a combination it's a combination of not only her voice, but the stuff she says is so out of whack that it is. So in other words, that's a lesson in not only an annoying voice, but the message that the voice is part.
The message is bad, but the voice is really bad, I think. Okay, I'm good with that.
Well, I certainly agree with you, so you're lucky there. Well, she is a controversial figure, isn't she? And I always say there's something interesting about her in that I'm not really sure what she's doing, but I have an idea that she might be running for president.
Let her go ahead and run. That would be fine with me. Let her go ahead and run.
Yeah. Yeah, let her do it and see what happens, huh?
Yeah, let her go ahead.
Maybe she'll be just satisfied with the millions upon millions of dollars that she's making, and that will satisfy her, possibly.
I think it might do it. Anyway, so what else do you want to talk about?
Well, we certainly aren't having any problems finding topics, are we? Well, I wanted to know if you're still affiliated with Trapper Sherwood.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny you mention that. I talked to him just yesterday. We had a pretty good phone discussion. He and I, we have the most unique, you can't call them a mastermind because they're just two people, but we would get on the phone, and honestly, we will start with just a small little item one of us is maybe having a problem with or wanting to, you know, bounce an idea off the other one. And before we get off the phone, it has mushroomed into the most incredible ideas and, you know, things to take action on. I mean, he is really one of my favorite people to brainstorm with.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, I'm definitely still a Trapper fan and talk to him on a regular basis.
Yes, he's another woman who is going to be on the radio show once a month with me, Mary McManus. And her other name is Graceful Lady. She is, I was introduced to her by Trapper Sherwood. And
yes, I've only met her online, but oh my gosh, she is such a delightful spirit. You know, she's just got such a loving spirit about her, just even in her online presence.
Absolutely. She is a dear soul, and she will be on this show the third Tuesday of the month, every month. So we're excited about that, and we will be discussing healing modalities and what we do for self-healing every day. And I guess what she is busily looking for people to bring on with her, which is really neat. And I'm meeting new people through her who are all very monumental, you know, just with their presence and their caring, and they're all healers of some sort or other, which is what I think everybody really is. I think that, that first and foremost, I think that is what we bring to our online arena, really, is a healing gift. So that's what we'll be doing the third month of every, you know, the third Tuesday of every month. So I'm excited. I think that'll be great.
I love the way you're saying that we all bring online is healing gifts, because I never really had thought about it like that. But I do think that the majority of people that are online, that are blogging or trying to have online businesses, we do feel like we're helping people. And that's the motivation for so much of it, is that we feel like we have something to bring to the table, to offer people, to improve their lives.
Yes. And we, you know, the people talk about some of the terrible things that go on the Internet, but we don't, I don't even think any of us see it, because we are surrounding ourselves.
Yes, I was going to say the same thing. I don't see it. It is not even in... I don't see it at all. So there you have it. Whatever you're looking for, you're going to find. And I guess because I'm looking for it, I don't see it. The people that I hang out with online, I guess you would say, are all like-minded, you know, wanting to help others and producing products that are out there to help other people. I mean, even the concept of Mommy Galaxy, you know, we're trying to help younger, you know, the new generation of moms.
Yeah. Absolutely,
it's
true.
About young people, it just always is.
You know, offering a hand to people to heal their lives, and there's so many different ways that this can transpire. Mama Galaxy is a great way, and even a simple blog is a healing tool.
Oh, it is. And that's another thing about the blog challenge. I go, because I'm connected with so many and so many new ones, I make a habit every day to go, you know, and read blogs. And I so enjoy it, because everybody is putting out, in my opinion, really good stuff. You know, they really make a conscious effort for their content to be at a level that will keep people interested and people keep people.
Yes. What are you, Martha, blogging about every day with this particular challenge?
Okay, well, on MarthaGiffen.com, what I do over there is I help new marketers with their online business. And I really do that by showing them how they can make money from their blogs and use social media to increase their business. So I'm always blogging about internet marketing things, you know, either I'm telling them how to blog, or, you know, giving them blog tips. I'm giving social media tips. You know, I'm telling them how to use Twitter, how to use Facebook, that they should use it, not be scared of it. You know, just whatever is going on in online marketing. You know, I talk about affiliate marketing, article marketing, just whatever. Any aspect of the business of online marketing, because people don't realize how deep and wide this business is. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was the first one to do that. I mean, like I say, I thought I could show up and with a laptop computer and have a business in 3 days, which was so ridiculous. But there are certain steps to it. Steps you take. And what I do is, you know, there again about helping people. I'm trying to tell people, number one, quit buying everything that comes down the pipe. You know, first get your blog going, try to get a little audience going, then spread out, do your social networking, do your article marketing, you know, do your email marketing, you know, take it step by step. You cannot build your business overnight. And I think that's what I bring to the table over there, that, you know, I was very, very naive at the beginning, and I just try to step them through it so they can get there a little bit quicker.
So
I don't ever run out of things to talk about, I'll tell you that.
No? And how long would you say did it take you from your first unseminar before you started to feel like you knew what the heck you were doing?
Oh, that's a good question, because I don't really know if I know what the heck I'm doing. I'm out here doing it my way. No, in all honesty, there are, you know, I do have a regular routine that I stick to. There are certain things that I do every day in my business that I've just learned from being coached by Pat, and also things on my own, and listening to webinars of other people and learning, you know, learning the ropes. So
yes, yes.
How long did it take me to be really comfortable with it? At least the end of the first year is when I first started blogging about my experiences. So at the end of the first year, I still felt like a newcomer, but I felt like I had enough information that I could hold the hand of somebody going to their first seminar.
Oh, that is so cool. So you are really becoming a coach to people coming up in the ranks, as it were.
I think it could lead to that. I mean, I don't actually have a coaching program or anything, but, you know, I do hold the hands of, you know, new people, and I have, you know, I do have a couple products out there that help them. And I try to give free things on my site. You know, I have the besttweettips.com where they can just go and get some free Twitter tips. And right now I've got my freebie over there is how to have a profitable blog, you know, how to be a profitable blogger. I'm trying to show them the ins and outs of blogging. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I like it.
Yeah, you are doing it. Yes. And you are in the coaching program with Pat still.
Yeah.
Pat O'Brien.
You know, I don't know that I'll ever get out of it. You just benefit so much from having a group of people that you have to be accountable to, because on the coaching calls every week, in fact, it's tonight, there's an accountability there. If you say that you're going to, like maybe you show a sales page one week and they critique it, well, the next week they want you to come back with it, you know, shaped up and look at it again, or just depending on what it is. I benefit a lot from the questions of other people.
Yes. Oh, that's true. That is so true.
Yeah, and I feel like at this point, I'm really an asset on the call, because there again, I'm still new enough where I'm not newer than new, but I'm closer to the newer people, so I can kind of relate, you know, some of what I'm doing over there with them. So I think I bring something to the table on the calls now.
Oh, I'm sure. Is Pat's forum still going on, Milagro World Forum?
It still is, yeah, milagroworld.com/forums. You can go. In fact, that's where I met so many people before I ever went to a seminar that really helped me out a lot. I mean, he just had a lot of things in place, and it was a good fit for me. I mean, I'm looking at the chat now. I see KK's in there. You know, I've met her at seminars, met her in Milagro World. You know, we were in the coaching program together. We've done projects together, and I just can't say enough about it, really. And if anybody's looking for a coach, it's on this call. You know, it's affordableempirecoaching.com.
Yes,
it's
worth
for a lot of it, put it that way.
I know. It's very inspiring to think that there's this group of people like Pat O'Brien and all of his cronies, as it were. And, you know, I was thinking that that women need more women to coach them in as far as internet marketing goes, because I understand that Pat O'Brien is very open to, you know, working with women, but I think that he really surrounds himself more with men. What do you think?
I really see a good mix there. I don't really see that it's gender specific. I really see a good mix of male and female, and really old and young too.
Yes.
He seems to, for whatever reason, he seems to draw a group like that. A lot of times, I personally can learn some things better from a woman, and I do like brainstorming a lot of times better with a woman, depending on what the project is. Obviously, on Mom and Galaxy, a lot of times I prefer brainstorming with a woman, just because, you know, our experiences on that. But
so see, I think that there's a I believe that there is a there's room for women to help women in this arena. And I know that there are women helping women. I think Connie Reagan Green, for instance, is excellent, and Pat attracts a lot of women that are helping other women. And you know, a lot of people he has surrounded himself with. But you know, in a way though, I see him kind of hanging out with his male cronies a lot too, and.
In our personal lives, we'll probably, you know, I would be more likely to, you know, be having lunch with my girlfriends. So
yeah.
Hopefully, you know, most of the people that would be attracted to anything that I'm teaching, I think, would be women that, you know, look like me and act like me or whatever. But at the same time, on my blog, I've noticed I originally thought, Kate, that I would probably attract more women, but on my blog, it's really been a good mix over there. It really has, there's been a lot of men over there too, men and women. So,
well, that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. And that would be what, that is what I would want to strive for too. But I think that in the end, we all have to stick together.
Exactly.
Yes. So what other little plans, big plans, little plans do you have for the new year?
Well, those are the biggest ones coming down the pipe. The book launch, moneyfromanywhere.com, and Mommy Galaxy, you know, we're still in the beginning of that, so that's still very big, mommygalaxy.com. And then, you know, my own site, MarthaGiffen.com. So that's really, those are my three big things that are going on at the moment.
Those things are going to keep you busy.
No, they do, but keep me busy in a great way. I love it.
Yeah, inspired.
I think it is. Well, Karen, you know what? I mean, we could talk about that forever because I have lived an inspired life really for the past 2 years. And
yes.
For 2 years for sure, totally inspired. And it's the only way to go.
That is totally where it's at. And Carol and Karen are having a little talk in the chat room about cigars. I guess that's what I was thinking. Now,
well,
Carol,
the cigar thing, that's Pat's thing. Carol smokes them too. I'm not a smoker, so that doesn't. I can't contribute to that conversation.
Well, I forgot about the cigars, but I think that's what made me think about the cronyism. Was really the cigars, yeah. But I have nothing against it. I think, you know. 2020 used to always talk about cigars as being an American Indian kind of ritual thing. I got into that. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
but,
I think where he's coming from on that, it's a beautiful thing. I'm just saying personally for myself, I'm just not a smoker, so none of that interests me.
Well, I'm a highly addictive person. If I even took a drag of a cigar, I'd be probably hooked on it. So I it's better for me not to get involved in that.
Diet Coke's my thing. Diet Coke's my favorite addiction, I must say.
Well, I'm going to, now you've inspired me to go to your blog and read through your challenges day by day. And and I want to see what you're up to there. And I did try to registered to the Mommy Galaxy, but it, for some reason it wouldn't let me, and I think it's because I needed to shut down my computer and try again. So,
encourage you to try again, because at the beginning we did have a few glitches, but I think they've all been worked out now. So, yeah, do try to log in again and join the conversation over there. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, I think that is fun, and that definitely is women. Lots of women.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. I work with women, you know. I work with women. I'm a nurse, and all my patients are women, and I just find them to be really fun to hang out with. That's for sure.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And just FYI, I am working on getting the prayer blog published. And
oh, wonderful.
Yeah. And I would like to do it by traditional means in terms of finding a publisher or an agent or both. And I've written the query letter. That's half the battle. And, that has to be a really perfect work of, everything has to be perfect with these things. And and I actually had an agent on the show who was a college roommate of Rebecca Briggs.
Oh, wow.
So
you got an M there.
Yeah. She
it's
is
always who you know, is it not? It's always who you know.
Well, that's the beauty of doing radio shows, you just never know who you're going to meet and how things are going to evolve. And something about getting a book published takes time. So you have to be patient about the whole thing. So that's all good, and I'm sure we are, continue with the prayer blog every day, and not every day, but I have taken weekends off, by the way. I'm not doing it every day anymore.
Well, I'm just so proud of you doing it as long as you have and being so consistent with it, because that is just a beautiful thing you've done. And now you're going to repurpose it into a book. How wonderful.
I think it will work out good. I think it will. And I'm excited about it. Nobody said they're going to publish it, but I know they will. So that's what you have to have, that attitude. Yes, it's going to happen, and I just have to go through the steps to make it happen.
And you will make it happen because you want to. So you'll make it happen.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And
we're all about that. I'm all about that.
Yeah. Yes. And I wouldn't mind getting involved in a coaching program with Pat O'Brien, that's for sure, and going to a nun seminar. I think I would really, really enjoy those things.
Wow.
So hopefully we'll all meet in person. That's where it's at.
That would be great. You would so enjoy it, I'm telling you that. And we would all enjoy you, that's for sure.
We would have so much fun.
Yeah.
Well, now, it is an hour, so we might as well sign off. It's been great having you on the show. I love having you. I just love talking with you. It's so much fun, and I am going
well,
to
thank you. So
enjoy
talking to you too. You're a lot of fun.
Thanks. And so are you. Isn't it true that what you see in somebody else, negative or positive, is exactly what is happening on your innermost being? So
exactly. And we're too positive, don't you know? We are too positive,
yeah.
Chicks.
You got it. Yeah. So we will meet again.
Okay, good deal. Thank you so much for having me again. And if anybody's looking for me, they can find me at MarthaGiffen.com or over at MommyGalaxy.com.
Wonderful. I'm excited. I appreciate it. I'm going to, Klaus Jensen, he's going to be on the I'm going to play music for Mother and Child by Klaus Jensen.
Oh, how wonderful. I love him.
Love him.